Begin the current daf mesach b'sachem daf mem dal. We begin on the bottom of the gimel and base. We begin 5 lines up from the bottom of the amud. The gemara continues the theme of the previous daf, but begins a whole new discussion regarding the halacha of tarubis, regarding mixtures of prohibited items. And that is, the gemara had mentioned on the previous daf regarding chametz, regarding the isra of bringing sa'ara on the mizbeach, that not only are they themselves aser, but even if it's with a mixture, it's still going to be aser. And that's where our current daf begins. Amr bevo, amr b'yichlan. Regarding all prohibitions in the Torah, we do not say that the permitted item joins together with the prohibited item to create the requisite shear for the proper amount that the Isser needs. And that's, for example, let's say someone eats a half of a zayas of chaylev, which is prohibited, together with a half a zayas of a piece of meat. And let's say someone's eating a piece of an animal, and half of it is the prohibited item, and half of it is permitted, and together they're the volume that's necessary for what's prohibited. And they're eating it at one time. We do not say that the permitted part joins together with the prohibited part to make the person liable for eating the Isser. Chutz misuri nazar, except for the prohibitions by a nazar, that's someone that's prohibited, made a neder that he's not going to consume anything that's a derivative of wine, and that is by a nazar, if he eats a half of a zayas of that type of volume of grapes, and a half of a zayas, which would be the other half of the shear of bread, together one time, then the nazar would be chaya for the iser of consuming this product of wine. And the reason is, although he's only eating half a zayis of wine and just eating bread together with that, why would it be chayiv? She'em retur, because the Torah says, a pasuk in Bamidbar says mishras, which means infused. As the pasuk says, v'chol mishras anovim lo yishta, that all that which is infused of the grapes he should not drink, which that teaches that the person is chayiv when he's, let's say, if he soaks his bread in wine, and that is, as Rashi explains, if there would have been just enough of this bread that's soaked with wine, just a kazayas of wine in the bread, then why would I need a pasig to teach me that you're chayiv? Obviously, when we're saying that the whatever this is that's infused with the wine, that's this joining of the wine with something else, for example, like bread, that you soak the bread in wine, it's teaching you that you're chayiv on mishras, must be that it's telling you that even though it's not all the kazayas just of wine, it's with the combination of the bread, still in spite of that, that taruvus, that mixture of the heter of the bread will join together with the iser of the wine to create this iser of wine for the nazar, and therefore the person will be chayiv even though it's only half of an iser because the heter is mitzarf to the iser. Ziri Amaziri says that there is another exception, not only regarding halachas of nazar, there's another one that even though that there's heter will join together with the iser to create the requisite share. Af sa'ar bal tektiru, which was what we had mentioned previously on this amud, on the previous daf, that so to the iser bringing leaven on the mizbech as a carbon, that heter will also join to the iser. And that is, if let's say someone brings a half a zayis of a kaimitz, which is what the shear is to bring a kaimitz, which is a fistful. Half of it is a fistful of sa'ir, which is prohibited, and half of it is a zayis of half a zayis of matzah. And they're not even fully joined together to say that if you would say that the leaven is spreading out through the whole thing as if there's leaven the whole thing, it's only half of it is leaven, and half of it is the matzah, and each one is recognizable, still one would be chayv in such a case. Again, that would be based on the principle of the heter, of the matzah part being mitzarf to the iser, which is the half a zayis of sa'ar, to create this full kezayis of iser, which is being put on the mizbeach. So the Gemara asks, come on, who is Ziri going like when he says that even sa'ar will be the same halacha, because we find by the nazar we have the pasuk of mishras. But where does Ziri get this from that we said the same halacha regarding sa'ar that the heter will be mitzarf to iser? And that the Gemara says, Kreb Eliezer, the darish kol that he makes this drush of the extra word of kol, and as we had mentioned a few lines before on this daf, and that is from where Ziri learns this from. And that is, as the Gemara had made the drush of miktsas minayin, how do we know? Maybe if the only way to be chayiv for being marked or sa'ar on the mizbeach would be a full kezayis, a full koimetz, a full shear that's being brought on the mizbeach. How do you know if even half of it is with the requisite shear of being brought on the mizbeach would be sa'ar? And that's what the Gemara had brought, which was that tana, as we had proved, as Reb Eliezer, it says kol. And we made the following drasha, and Ziri's interpreting the drasha as follows. That when it says miktsasi minayin, what does it mean miktsasi minayin? Not as possibly as others will interpret, it means even if you're bringing only half the amount and nothing else. Ziri is saying, miktsasi minayin means to say if a half of zayis is sa'ar, and the half of zayis is matzah, you're bringing the full shear. However, half it is going to be only of it is sa'ar, still one's going to be chayiv because of the concept of heter mitzdarf le'iser. To which this, the Gemara says, hihachi, if that's the case, so then you're learning up that, just like you're saying by sa'ar, it will have the same halacha as Nazir, because we find there's combination allowing it to go ahead and be becoming Asr, even though only half it is the Isr. So therefore you're saying that obviously there's the concept of Het Mitzaref L'Isr regarding Sa'ar. So then the same thing to go ask in Chametz B'Pesach Nami, you should say the same thing regarding Chametz on Pesach, because we had already also said on the previous daf, and that was what Rabbi Eliezer had said, that the mixture, for example, of Sheikh Hamadi, all these items that have a mixture of chametz with something else, is a negative prohibition. That's obviously based on the same concept as you're saying that that's the logic of by the halacha of Sa'ar. It's based on heter being mitzaref le'iser. And therefore, the same thing, you should say the same thing. Why are you saying there's only another exception besides Nazir? Is by Sa'ar, chametz on Pesach should also be mentioned. And the thing about this is, in the Hanami, all these things that we say that a mixture of it is going to be chayiv, that is also included in the Het Mitzaref L'Issa, which would include Chametz on Pesach. So why did we say another one and we only mentioned Tzar? That we had to tell you for a different reason. Ulafuki Mida Abaya. That was to exclude from Abaya, the Amma that he says in Masechtas Menachos and Perek Kala Menachos, Daf Nun Ches Min Aleph, that Yesh Haktar Lafachas Mikizayis. Abaya holds that one could be considered being mocked or something on the Mizbeach, even if it's less than the Kizayis. And therefore, Abaya holds that being makter, bringing as a carbon, or even a little amount, you would be chayiv, and you wouldn't have to come onto the logic of tziruf, of joining the heter with the iser. And that is, Abaya understands the brayis on the previous daf, which Ziri had interpreted. He interprets in a different way. He says that I would only think that the way to be chayiv brings sa'ar in the mizbeach, which is what the pasuk talks about, only if it's a full kezayis. And that the brayisa asks, which is going contrary to Eliezer, how do you know even a half of a zayis? And that is not with a whole zayis, as Ziri is interpreting, that you need, because you need to have the shear. And that is, so therefore Ziri is saying that when you find in the pasuk that then you're going to be chayiv even for half a zayis, it means a half a zayis of iser with a half a zayis of heter, where that based on the svara of heter mitzaref l'iser, that's where you're going to be chayiv. No, Abaya says no. You don't need a kezayis to be chayiv for sa'ar. That's what the pasuk is actually telling us. That how do I know even for just a half a zayis, tamalei mekol? That's what the pasuk is teaching mekol. And that's where you learn that for every haktara, it would be considered a haktara even less than the kezayis. And that's why the issue is going to be even less than that. Kamash Mulan, that's what Ziri had to tell us and point out that one, not Chametz and Pesach. You're right, Chametz and Pesach would also be considered Het Mitzaref L'Issa. But to tell you the Haktar Lav L'Pachas Megazayis, to say that there is no Haktar less than the Gazayis, and if you bring a half of a Zayis, it's like doing half a Shir, you're not going to get that Isser of bringing on the Mizbeach, because it has to have the Shir. And therefore, that's what he was saying. If you're going to have Tziruf, the joining of the half of the Sa'ar, with the half of the matzah, then you're going to have the Issa. And that's what the drush is telling you, but that it's going to be only based on heter mitzaref l'Issa, and if not, then you wouldn't be. And again, that is exactly what they're arguing about, how to interpret that brisa, that a half a zayis of sa'ar would be chayv based on the rebo of kol. What does that mean? Abaya says it means that just a half a sa'ar on its own would be chayv, whereas Ziri comes to exclude that by pinpointing just the Issa of Sa'ar, although he could have said Chametz and Pesach also, to say that no, you need Het Mitzaref L'Issa of Sa'ar, and that it's only because the two of them joined it together are creating Kezayis. If it was only half of a Kezayis on its own, that would not be, and therefore, again, that's Ziri's idea, that he says that you're right, Chametz and Pesach and Sa'ar are exclusions to this halacha of Ein Het Mitzaref L'Issa. Whenever you find that you have these taruvos of Issa that you're going to be chayiv on when you eat the shir of a kezayis, that obviously is based on the principle of heter mitzaref l'issa. So the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi was sitting, he was repeating this, the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, and that Rabbi Yochanan said the only exception to this klal of ein heter mitzaref l'issa, in other words, generally we say that we do not say that the permitted item, if you're eating a piece of meat with chaylev, that then the permitted piece of meat is going to join together in the shir of kezayis to be chayiv, the only exception is the case of nazir. Amalei Abayel Rav Dimi, so Abayel said to Rav Dimi, who is repeating this halacha, is it really true that v'chol isurin shabat Torah, that by regarding all other prohibitions in Torah, ein het mitzaref l'issa, that a permitted item does not join together with the iser? But right now we learn the Mishnah in Tevul Yoyim that says hamikpa, and that's a type of a dish that's gelled and thick, and it's of truma, for example, like Rashi says, a type of a porridge, shal truma. So you have this porridge, this type of a thick, that thickening type of a dish, that has, it's made up of a truma, the hashum, the hashemen, and the garlic and the oil that's put in there to spice up that truma dish, is shal chulin, is of chulin, of unconsecrated, it's not truma. So you have two different ingredients. You have the main ingredient, the porridge itself, that's truma, and you have the spices inside that are chulin. The nugget tful yom b'miktsasa. Now a tful yom, who is not necessarily someone that has a high level of tumah is like some of like a sheni almost, that when he touches truma, it becomes pasul, it doesn't become tummy, but he invalidates what he touched, and he touches now part of it. So the halacha is, it says in the Mishnah, pasul es kulan. He invalidates the entire pot. And the reason being is because the mikpah, the porridge itself, is the main ingredient. It's the main thing. And therefore the spices, the shum and the shemen, are part of that main ingredient. They're batel, they're secondary. And therefore, since it's full yom, invalidates truma, it's going to invalidate the whole thing, including all the spices too. However, the Mishnah says, hamikpah shel chulin, if the porridge is chulin, the main ingredient, the main dish is chulin, not truma. Vashuma shemen shel truma. However, the spices, the garlic and the oil, are of truma. Vinagat full yom gitzasin, and now a full yom touches part of it. So now he will only invalidate the part of the porridge that he touches. We won't say the whole thing will become pasul. Now vavinba, we had asked regarding this Mishnah that even mokem magoyim ipsula, regarding the last case when the porridge itself is chulin, why is even the place where you touch invalid? Habatli lahu tavlin bereiv. What are you going to say? The part that you're touching is maybe that's where the spices are, and that's it gets throughout. It's throughout the whole dish, so that what you're touching becomes invalid. But the problem is that what's the minority becomes bottled to the majority, which is the chulin thing. So why would we say even where you're touching should become posel? And as Rashi explains, because the Gemara assumes now that what's called dimua, which is the mixture of truma in chulin, which is the majority, is only midrabanan, and therefore it shouldn't be aser, because we should say since it's the minority, it's going to be bottled to the majority. The Amar Rabbi Barchan Amatam Rabbi Chan says, what is the reason? Why is that when you touch, at least, is going to be posel? Hoyle, that's since, because as Rashi explained, dimu is dairaisa. And therefore, even if it's a minority, it's going to be a problem. And that's based upon the following thought. Vizar laika alein bekazais. And that is, a zar, that's a non-kayin, gets malkas for consuming this in the amount of a kazais. And that is because it does have the name of truman. It does not lose its status of truman, although it's the minority amongst the majority. Since, based on the principle of dimua, of the mixture of truma in non-truma produce, it is a deraisa, is a biblical halacha, so it still has its status of truma, and that's why if a zar eats it, he'll get malchus. So therefore, the same thing will apply to halachas of truma, that we say that the shame of truma is still on it, even though it's mixed into this thing, and therefore where you touch will be still become pasul because it's truma. Now, it's not as chamer as regular truma itself to say that, just like when we said that the first case, when the porridge is truma, the whole thing becomes puzzle, even though you touch it in one spot. However, here in this case, where even though it's the minority, at least where you touch, it will be puzzle. Now, the Gemara is going to conclude the question now. Now, heichid dami, what is the understanding? Why is it we had based this whole logic of where you touch and becoming tummy? Because the zar that will eat it, you see, it still has the shame of truma if he eats a kezais of it, and therefore he's going to be chayiv for eating it, so therefore definitely it still has the shame truma for the halachas of tuma. But then the question becomes, why is it that the zar, the non-kohen that eats it, will get malchus if he eats a kezais because of zaris, because of a non-kohen eating truma? But the problem is, he's not eating a kezais of truma. How are you going to say, which the whole logic of being chayiv on tuma is based on, because if he would eat, the zar would be chayiv for eating it, but why would you be chayiv for eating it? You're not eating a kezais of truma, and therefore, why would you be considering that it has the shame of truma that you're chayiv for eating it? On that, the Gemara says, lav, isn't it obvious, mishum deheter mitzarf leisser, that you have to say because the heter joins together for the isser, and therefore you see that it's not true. It's not only regarding what you had said regarding nazir, that's the only exception, deheter mitzarf leisser. Here you see clearly for another isser, specifically for the isser of truma, that the heter, which is the whole porridge, which is all chulin, is being mitzarf for the isser of the shum and the shemen that's inside of it. And therefore, if you were to eat a kezias of this, you would be chayiv for a non-kohen eating truma. Therefore, that's why we say regarding tuma. Because if not, what does that mean if you would eat a kezias of this, or wherever you're eating from it, that you'd be chayiv? It's not true. You're not having kezias of truma in this whole dish. It's just the spices that are truma. On that, the Gemara says, loy, it's not a difficulty under Rabbi Yochanan, because it's not true. This is not an exception to the law that you're seeing heter mitzarf leisser. Because my kezias, what did we mean when we said that it's going to be tuma? Because based on the principle of, we see the shame of truma is here, because if you would eat it, you would be chayiv for eating a kezias of it. But the question is, what, you're not eating kezias of truma, it must be that it was been starved, the heter with the is. It's not true. We're talking about the ik kezias b'chdei achilas pras. There is a kezias of truma. You're right, there's very little truma in here, and the majority is the porridge. And we're not saying if you just ate a kazayis of the spoon of the porridge that you'd be chayv, because you're right, majority of that is not going to be truma, and we don't say hetem mitzaref le'esa. What we do mean is that you'll be able to get a kazayis by constantly eating in the time span of what's called kedei achilas pras, the amount of time it takes to eat. Pras, which is a lot, you're going to be eating for 4 to 9 minutes possibly, whatever the share of kedei achilas pras is, then you're going to get in that whole time span a kazayis of truma that will then be building up when you're eating. You're going to be getting a little bit of truma at a time. That's what we meant to say, because then you will get a full kazayis of isin, that's what you're going to be chayv. And that is, if a person eats a pras of that porridge, which is the shear of 4 eggs worth, in that 4 eggs worth of porridge, you're going to get a kazayis of truma. And as Rashi explains, the halacha is, regarding all the measurements of eating is, whether it be the kazayis of eating chaylev and dam, or whether it be the shear of eating a kaseves on Yom Kippurim, they join together the eating to complete the shear if it's eaten in the time span of how long it would take to eat 4 eggs worth of volume of food. And that is, if you ate, let's say, a mustard seed size of chaylev, and then again you ate a mustard seed size of chaylev, until you finally drop after drop completed to a share of kazayis, if from the beginning of when you started eating until the end it didn't take the amount of time more than how long it takes to eat a pras of how a regular person would eat, then they join together and it's like as if you ate at one time, and then you're gonna be chayv. Therefore, that's the same idea here also. We're talking about truma, that if you were to eat for that amount of time, how long it takes to eat 4 eggs, you would be getting a kazayis. That would be considered the shear of getting a shear of kazayis as if it was eaten at one time. Now, as Rashi explains, what is the shear of kedei achilas pras? Pras means a broken piece. It means a half of a loaf. Of what loaf are we talking about? That the Chum had made the shear regarding a eruvat chumen. Which a eruvat chumen, you have to have 2 meals worth. And there was a loaf of bread which was able to be used for 2 meals worth. That was what was used for a eruvat chumen. Half of that is what's called pras. That's what used for a different halacha, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin, for beis hamanuga. When one enters into a house that has a nega, has tsaras, that then it will be metame, the garments that he's wearing, if he stays there, amount of time, how long it takes to eat. Now, how long is that shear of how long it takes to eat a suda? That is as the Pasuk in Mikra Dalet says, someone that eats in the house, he washes his clothing. It doesn't literally mean that he eats there. It means the amount of time, how long it would take to eat a meal's worth. And the halacha Moshe Messina is that a half of a loaf of bread, which is 8 eggs, that is 1 meal's worth, which is, again, as we said, that's 4 eggs worth. So by Eiv Tchumen, that whole kikar is going to be 8 eggs worth, which is 2 meals worth. And then regarding our halacha, which is the same halacha that we told about entering in the base of Nuga, which is the amount of time it takes to eat 1 meal's worth, is what's called pras. That's the broken piece. That's half of that loaf is 1 meal's worth. That's the amount of time, how long it takes to eat that. If in that time span you're going to get a kazayis, as if you ate it one time, and that's exactly what we're talking about, then not that we're joining the porridge, which is chulin, together with the shum and the shemen, which are truma, and that's why you're going to be chayv. No, it's because you're ultimately going to have a kazayis of shum and shemen in that amount of time, if you're eating constantly for that whole time. But then Abaya asks, the kazayis b'chtei achilas pras d'oraisa, is this concept that you're answering, that if a person will have a kazayis in that amount of time, that's a biblical concept? That you're saying that the Rabbanon hold that the kazayis is going to be mitzdarf, which is sheer of the, if you wait that amount of time of achilas pras, is that a biblical halacha of halacha meshe mesina, like all the other measurements that we know that shi'ur and halacha meshe mesina, that you're saying that the person will get malchus for this, because this is what we're talking about, and that's how you're answering that, no, you don't agree to me that the kazayis is of the, that the heter is being mitzdarf with the iser for the kazayis. You're saying without the heter, you're going to have a kazayis of iser, not based on the principle of tzirif, and get malchus for that. Obviously, you hold it's a biblical concept. Amalei, and he says yes. And it's a biblical, it's one of the halacha meshe mesina of shi'urin, which measurements are halacha meshe mesina. This is included in that, and that's why you would be chayv even malchus. Therefore, ihachi, so then he says, if that's the case, amai pligra rabbanan le'ad Rebbe Elazar b'kutach habavli, then why do we have on the previous staff that the rabbanan argue on Rebbe Elazar b'kutach habavli, that although that they don't make the drasha of kol, which is where Rebbe Elazar learns to say that Kutach HaBavli and all those other items, those products, they have, it's a mixture of chametz with other permitted items. And that Rebbe Elazar said, that we have a pasuk of kol to be marba, to say that not only if you have chametz be'en, complete chametz, which is visible, but even if it's mixed together, kol comes to tell you that you're going to be chayv on iser on that. So the problem becomes, So the Rabbanan, they don't make such a drasha, and they hold that if it's mixed together, you're not going to even have the isra at all of the isra d'iraisa of chametz. But the problem is, but if you're eating a isra of kezayis, b'chdei achilas pras, when you're eating the kutach, and therefore it should be the same thing like here over truma, so forget about the concept of that you need kol to be marba. You're right, you don't have that ribuy. But even without that, if you're going to be eating the kutach habavli, and you're going to be eating in that amount of time, you're going to have a kezayis of the moldy bread that's inside of it, and that alone should make the person chayv. So why the Rabbanan argue and say that one will be exempt? On that, Rav Dimi responds, Elamai. So wait a second. What are you thinking to say that you, so you don't like what I'm saying regarding this idea of rabba by the mikpah of chulin, but regarding the porridge of chulin, you're asking me, wait a second. I responded that it's not going to be that you can have a kezayis of head to being mesafla. So it's going to be based on the logic of that in the kedei achilas pras, you're going to have a complete kezayis of isra of the shuman and the shemen. Because in that time span, you'll be able to get at that amount, even though it's the minority ingredient. What do you want to say? Mishun dehet to mitzavlis. So you want to say that no, it's not true because if you held that kedei achilas pras was a biblical concept, then you were asking me from the previous daf that Rabbanan should have agreed to Rabbi Elazar regarding kutach habavli. That then, even though you don't have the drasha of kol, that taruvis is going to be chayiv, but just by virtue of you're going to end up having a kezayis of the moldy bread in the time span of kedei achilas pras. So fine, so you don't like what I'm saying. So what do you want to say? You want to say, regarding this case of the porridge, that you're going to be chayv because the het is being mitzarf le'is. And we're talking about one kezayis that you're going to get malchus on, not a whole bunch that you're eating that you're going to end up getting a kezayis of the iser, because you're saying the porridge is mitzarf to the truma of the shemen and the shum. But then the question becomes, saif. So fine, so you argued on me, and you want to keep to what you were saying regarding this interpretation that you're asking under B'yechanan that, oh, there are many other cases that you find that hetz is mitzaraf l'issa, specifically what you're trying to prove by truma. But then, even though, so you got what you wanted with it, but amai pli grabo anu lejab lezba kudach habavli. But then the question comes back. Why do, your question is a valid question, even according to you, why do the Rabban argue in Melezah by Kutach HaBavli, we should say that the Heta is mitzarv to the Isra and Bichayev? In other words, you're asking on me, based on the principle, you're asking me regarding the Rabban who argued in Melezah on the previous daf, based on my principle of Kedei Achilas Pras. But based on your principle that you're saying that you want to have regarding Truma, that principle is also difficult according to Rabbanan. Because you're saying that, no, Rabbi Yechanan is not correct, that we only say Het Mitzarf L'Issa by the case of Nazar. We say, but other Issa, and I'll prove it to you, we find that by Truma. If that's the case, so by Kutach HaBavli, which is again, as a whole, it's a dip that they used to eat in Bavel, that had all these different ingredients, it had milk, it had salt, it had moldy bread. So therefore, the moldy bread, which is the Issa, should be mitzarf with the heter of all the other ingredients, and that alone should make a person chayv, because you're saying that applies to all Issurim. And therefore, why do the Rabban argue? Right, they don't make the drush of kol, but forget about kol. Just by the fact of Het Mitzarf L'Issa, as you want to say, that applies to all Issurim. So therefore, he says, Ela, so don't use Kutach HaBavli as a variable here to ask on me that, oh, what are you going to do with Kedei Achilas Pras? How can you say it's biblical? Why don't Rabbanan argue? I'll show you that Kutach HaBavli is different because your principle is also difficult with Kutach HaBavli. Ella, rather, Hanach LeKutach HaBavli, leave that alone, that the other Rabbanan make the person exempt for a different reason, and that's an exception. And that's because the less bekezayis b'Kedei Achilas Pras. It's not difficult according to my concept. And that is, I showed you that it's difficult even according to you. And the reason is because one will not consume a kezayis of the moldy bread in the shear of kedei achilas pras. And that is, a person will not get a kezayis of chametz. You asked me, oh, so forget about the drash of kol, but they're going to end up having, if they're eating the time span of achilas pras, you're going to have a kezayis of the moldy bread. You're not going to have that in that amount of time. Because kutach was not made to eat. It was meant as a dip. Now, as he explains, and if it happens that you'll find me a way that the person will have a kezayis of the moldy bread in the shir kedei achilas pras, there's only two ways, and both of them are not going to work. And that is ibeine, if the person actually goes and takes it as it is, the kesarifik ochle, and that is the person actually goes and consumes, drinks the dip of the kutach habavli, where now you're going to be drinking it very quickly, and in the shir of achilas pras of that whole dip, you'll be able to get a kezayis of that bread. But then, that person's das, what he's doing, is totally nullified in regards to the human race. And that is, that's not considered an achila, quote, to be chayiv on it. That's not considered eating. That's not the normative way. We don't consider that eating, just like we don't consider eating that's considered after you're full already, which a person is not hungry anymore. We don't consider that achila. Here also, that's not considered achila. And even if you were to get a kazayis in achila's press, that would not be considered an achila to be chayiv on. And ve'i mishtar kashata v'achal. And if you're going to say that he's dipping, you're right, he's not going to drink it because that's not considered eating. No one does that. Rather, he's going to be dipping and he's going to eat it. But then, less b'kezayis. Then he won't end up getting a kezayis of chametz b'chdei achilas pras in the amount of time achilas pras. Because if he's eating a kedei achilas pras of what he's dipping inside of it, he's only going to have very little of the kutach, whether two olives worth or four olives worth. Now, in that little bit of that dip that he's getting with what he's eating with, in that dip itself, he's going to have only very little bit of the chametz, less than the kezayis. And therefore, Rashi says, similarly says, regarding the case of, let's say, Sheikha Hamadai, the Median beer, that all, even if he's drinking it straight up, however, there's nobody that drinks two or three cups, Rashi says, that doesn't stop and rest a little bit in between. And therefore, in the amount of time it takes to consume Achilas Pras, that 4 to 9 minute share, he's not going to be drinking a kazayas of chametz besides the water and all the other ingredients that are mixed in, because regular beer, at least in the times of the Gemara, were made from dates or from figs, and only in Madai that they would mix in a little bit barley inside of it, barley water. And therefore, he says, you're right, the same principle would apply there also. One would not be chayiv for drinking that based on the principle of having kazayas b'achilas pras, because you're not going to get a kazayas in the Shiv of Kadei Achilas Pras, which is an important halachic principle in many different areas in halacha, similarly regarding the halachas of brachas. And therefore he says, it's not a question. Don't use that as a question. I mean to say, what, Kadei Achilas Pras is Dairaisa, and that's how you're answering my question, Abai, that regarding this over here by Truma, I could show you that there's others that had to mitzvah lesser, and you're saying that's not had to mitzvah lesser. It's because you're actually going to get a Kazayas of Issa in Kadei Achilas Pras, but then what do you do with Kutach HaBavli? Why don't Rabban agree you'll be chayiv? That's different. Because there you're not going to get a kezayis in the shir of Kedei Achilas Pras. Because if you end up drinking it straight up and you that way you get a kezayis, that's not considered an achila. Because no one drinks like that, it's not considered normal. And if you're going to dip and continue to dip, you're also not going to end up getting a kezayis of chametz in that amount of time span, because it's only a very little amount. And therefore, it's not a difficult thing. And therefore, again, that really answers the question that we don't have a proof against Rabbi Yechanan of the case of Truma, because that is not based on the principle of Het Mitzarf L'Isser, rather it's based on the principle of having a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So now Abaye continues to ask. Esve, so that was not a good refutation of Rabbi Yechanan, but he asks again. Now he's asking on this principle that Rav Dimi had used to answer his question, that Kedei Achilas Pras is Dairaisa. So he asked from the following Braisa. Shtei Kederis, there are two pots, Acha Shal Chul and Acha Shal Truma. One has Chul inside of it, and one has Truma inside of it. V'lefnehen Shtei Meduches, now in front of these two pots, there are two mortars, and that's where they would grind the spices inside of them, the pepper and the ginger. And Acha Shal Chul and Acha Shal Truma. Now one of the mortars is Chul, and one of the mortars is Truma. V'naflu Eilu Toich Eilu. Now each one fell into the other one. That is, fell in from the meduches into the pots. And we don't know which one fell into which. It could be the truma fell into the chulun, and the chulun fell into the truma, or truma into truma, chulun into chulun. We don't know. And that, the Braisa says, mutarn. And that would ultimately, what that means is that we assume that the pot of the chulun is going to be mutter for the zar. We say that the chulun fell into the chulun, and the truma into the truma, so the truma stays us, and the chulun stays mutter. Why is that? So on that, the Braisa says, shani yami, because I say truma teich ha-truma nafla, that the truma fell into the truma one, and the chulun fell into the chulun one, stays status quo. Now the question becomes, this is what Abai is asking, if what your halacha that you were saying before, that it's a biblical halacha, halacha l'mashe mesina, and that's how you answered my question from truma, then amayam rinon shani oimet truma l'teich v'chulu, then why would I say this? Of what the Braisa is saying, that, oh, I'll say that the Truma fell into the Truma and the Chulun fell into the Chulun. Why would I be what's called be toile lahakel, say, out of suffix, out of doubt, I will be lenient and say that regarding something that has a sin of death, which Truma has a punishment of death that one consumes it, how can you say that? Maybe the Truma really fell into the Chulun one. And now when you're eating a kazayas of Truma in the shear of Achilas Pras, you're going to be getting that amount of truma, because it, although it's mixed in, but if you're saying that if you're going to eat a kazayis of truma, that's daraisa, but then it's going to be a daraisa halacha over here. I mean, you would be chayv misa if you'd be eating from this chulin pot, because it might have from the meducha that fell into it of truma enough that if you're eating that amount of achilas pras, you might get kazayis of truma. So obviously, Abaye says And that must be that even if it definitely did fall in the Truman to the Chulin one, you would not be chayiv, even if you eat a kezayis in the Sheya Kedayas Tzilas Pras, only midrabbanan. And that is why, out of doubt, that we are toil l'haka, we say, okay, it's doubtful, we'll be lenient because it's only rabbinic principle of kezayis b'chdeyachilis pras to be chayiv. Because it was deraisa, how can you say that? Maybe as you're eating, you're going to have a kezayis b'chdeyachilis pras. So Amalei, so Rav Dimi responded, hanach l'trumis tavlin, leave alone the case of tavlin, the spices, which what that price is talking about, d'rabbanan. Because spices are only chayiv and trumim d'rabbanan, because the pasuk says, reishis d'gunche, tireish chavitzerech, it only says there has to be the first of your grain, of your wine, of your oil, and therefore, the whole case is only rabbinic. You're right, the concept of being mitzdarf, of kezayik b'dechil's pras, is d'raisa, but here, at most, we're talking about rabbinic truma as it is, and therefore, since it's only rabbinic, that's why we're going to be toil l'hakel. So therefore, you're right, because it could be that you might have kezayis b'dechilas pras, but of rabbinic truma. And that's why, since only rabbinic, we're mekel. A similar question the Gemara asks, with a similar answer, Eishvei, Abai continued to ask, we learned in the Braisa, shtei kupas, if there's two boxes that are very large, and there's not spices inside of here, rather there's grain in here, which is a truma d'raisa. So therefore, you can't give the same teretz you gave before. Achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma, one's chulin, one's truma, lefneim beison, in front of them, there's two measurements, again, one fell into the one and one fell into the other, and we don't know which one. Halach is mutar. Why? I say the chulin fell into the chulin, truma nafal, and the truma fell into the truma. Now, Abaye concludes his question. If you're going to say that if now that what mixed in, if you're going to get a kezayis as you, when you're eating that amount of shir of achilas pras, that's a deraisa de galacha. And therefore, you're going to be over Issa Deraisa. And because we're talking about Truma Deraisa, Amaya, Amrin, and Shani Aymer, then why do I say Shani Aymer? You have a possibility of oven miso over here. How could you be Tarla Hakkal? You should be Begola Chumr, it's Deraisa. Amalei, and that Rav Dimi answered, Hanach le Truma Bezman Hazeh, Derabonon. Leave alone the case of Truma, which is in today's day, not in times of Beis Hamikdash, it's only rabbinic. And that's why, even though it's Dagan, it's still going to be Derabonon, that's what would be Tarla Hakkal. Now the Gemara returns to ask on Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. So Rabbi Yechanan started this discussion on the bottom of the previous daf, that he had said that there is an exception to the halacha that ain't hetem itzaf leester, that regarding Nazir, we have a pasuk that teaches you that the heter, the permitted item of the bread, will actually combine with the half a zayis of wine to create the kezayis of Isser for the Nazir to be over on. And that was what? From the pasuk of Mishras, that it's infused. Not the Gemara asks, "V'hai Mishras lahachi hu da'asa?" Can you really say that the pasuk of Mishras is coming to teach you this, that the heter is being mitzarf to the iser? But we need it for a different halacha, as we learn in the Braisa. It says in the pasuk Mishras that it's infused, which is obviously coming, as Rashi had said, that not you wouldn't be saying that you be chayiv on if you had a kezayis of wine that you need anything else. It must be that it's infusing with other things that they're combining. However, the Braisa says, and we continue on Talmud Beis, what does Mishras actually teach you? Litan tam ki ikr. It teaches a different halachic principle of to say that the taste is like the item itself. And that is, it places the halachic significance of the taste of a prohibited item as if it's the substance itself. How is that? Shimshara anav memayim, that if you soaked grapes in water, v'yeshbehen, and now the water has tam yain, the taste of wine, chayiv, a person would be chayiv for drinking a kezayis of the water. And that's not because of the principle of hetem mitzdarf l'iser, rather because the entire item of the water becomes the actual iser. But hetem mitzdarf l'iser, you would not be able to learn out from Mishras. And therefore, that's what the Gemara's question is going to be, that from here you see a different halachic principle, one that is, even if there is no iser whatsoever to say that the het is joining with the iser, you only have tam, as let's say the grape comes out and you're only left with water, which has no iser whatsoever, still it's going to be aser, based on the principle of what we find Mishras, that is telling you tam ki ikar, and therefore you're not going to know anything about this halacha that Rabbi Yechon is trying to learn from Mishras, of het mitzdarf l'iser. But then the Braisa continues and says, Mikana tadan l'chol terakula. So the Braisa says, from Mishras we learn out this halachic principle of tam ki'ikar, that the taste of the iser is the same prohibited as the iser itself. So here you learn out to the entire Torah to say that the tam of the iser is like the mamish, is like the substance itself. And how would you learn from Nazir to the whole Torah? Because Uman Nazir, because if we find by Nazir this concept of tam ki'ikar, she'en isurui iser oilam, where the iser of a nazir, of consuming wine derivatives, is not an eternal iser. Rather, it's as long as he designated that he wants to be a Nazir for. And if he didn't say how long, so generally that's for 30 days. So it's not even forever. Ve'en Yisuri Yisra Ahana. And second of all, there is no Isra of having pleasure from what he's forbidden from. That's because the grapes and the wine, he's allowed to have enough from, he's allowed to sell, allowed to use it for things, he just can't consume it. And third of all, Ve'yesh Heter L'Isra. And there's even a permitted way for him to get out of the Isra, even during the time of when he's actually Usr, through the Hataras Chachamim, that if he goes to a Chacham and he finds an opening for his oath of becoming a Nazir, he can even get out of it. And yet, Asa Baitam Ke'ikr, yet it still has this stringency of that the taste is the same as the ikr, as the substance itself. And therefore, for example, klayim, regarding prohibited mixtures of a vineyard, where there she'isuri isra oilam, where there it's much more stringent, that it has a, it's an eternal isra. That is, if a person planted wheat and grape seed, then in that one mixture, it's going to be eternally asa. And second of all, v'isuri isra anon, it's even prohibited to have pleasure from it. And third of all, v'ein het l'isuri, there is no permitted way out of this isra of klayim. So ain't a din shayasa tam kikr, then definitely should have that stringency of saying that the tam, the taste of it, will have the same chumra as the substance itself. But who adin la arla b'shtayim, and the same kavochaim would apply to arla on two of these three criteria. And that is, you could say regarding arla in two ways, that A, it has the isra of hano by arla, and there's no heter for the isra of arla within the 3 years. That is, arla is the first 3 years of a tree. The peiris, the produce, are not allowed to have hana from. And it's only from the fourth year and on that you can use it. Whereas by Nazir, which it doesn't have these stringencies, so definitely you're going to say that it's also going to apply to the halachas of Arla. Whereas, however, the concept of Isra Eilim doesn't apply to the case of Arla, because after 3 years, the peiris are permitted. So that is what the Braisa says. We learn out from this pasuk of Mishras that we find the halachic concept of Tam Ke'ikr, which that's going to apply to the whole entire Kula, as we find by Nazir, which is more lenient, and yet it has that, so definitely those things which are more Chamer. But the question becomes, ultimately, how can Rabbi Yochanan learn from Mishras, this halacha of Heter being Mitzdarf L'Isser? It's nothing to do with Heter Mitzdarf L'Isser, even if there's no Isser whatsoever. But if it gets the taste, it's a different halacha concept that we learn from Mishras of infused. If it infuses the taste into what's Heter, that is going to be why it's Asr. So how does he know this idea of Heter Mitzdarf L'Isser? That the Gemara says, Hamani, who's the Tana of this Braisa that says that the pasuk of Mishras is coming to teach you the halachic concept of tam ki ikr, not like Rabbi Yechanan? That's Rabbanan, it's the Rabbanan. However, Rabbi Yechanan, damek Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yechanan, who he interprets Mishras not to tell you tam ki ikr, rather to tell you the halachic of hetem et starf lister, he's going like a different tanoic opinion, like Rabbi Kiva, which the Gemara discusses. Hi, Rabbi Kiva, which Rabbi Kiva is this that says this idea that we hear from him that hetem being et starf lister? Where do we find Rabbi Kiva says such a thing? So the Gemara tries to find which source this is. Elam Rabbi Kiva the Mishnah. If you say it's Rabbi Kiva from the Mishnayis, the not like learn the Mishnah Masech this Nazir Rabbi Kiva. I'm Rabbi Kiva says Nazir Shashar Pita Bayayin. If a Nazir soaks his bread in wine, the Yesh Boy Litzarv Kadei Kizayis, and there's enough to combine to then make it a full share of Kizayis, Chayiv is going to be Chayiv. So you see clearly that the wine is going to be joining with the bread, and therefore you see that Rabbi Kiva says this concept of Hetem Mitzarv LaIsser, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan is going. Like when he says that you learn that from Mishras Hetem Mitzarv LaIsser, and that the Gemara says, how do you know to learn that Mishnah when it's saying that it's being mitzdarf? It means to combine the wine and the bread, and that's why you see hetem mitzdarf l'isser. Dima miyayin l'chudei. Maybe it means just from the wine, and that is when the Mishnah says over there that they could combine, if there's enough to combine the kezayis, then you'll be chayiv. It means combining the wine that's absorbed in the bread, if there's enough of a kezayis worth, then you'll be chayiv. Now, v'chitema miyayin l'chidei mai lememra, then if you're going to say, if there's enough of a kezayis of wine in the bread, what's there to say? That's pretty obvious, yes, a kezayis of wine, you're chayiv on. What would we need to say this chiddush that if it's enough to be mitzdarf, you'd be chayiv? No, not true. Hokamash one, what we would be telling you is to afagav the taruvas, that even though that it's a mixture, and that is, it's not visible, it's absorbed in the bread, you would think maybe then it would not combine to be over on this isra of a kezayis of wine. That the chiddush would be telling you, no, if there's enough to combine when the consumption of the bread, that will have a volume of a olive's worth of wine, that you're going to be chayiv, and that's the chiddush. How do you know from that Mishnah, had the mitzarev list, and maybe it would be only a kezayis of tziruv of the wine itself, which is absorbed in the bread? So if the Gemara says, you're right, that's not a good raya. El Rebbe Kiva the Braisa, must be that we find this by Rebbe Kiva in the Braisa. The time like learn the Braisa, Rebbe Kiva says, Nazir Shashar Pita Bayayin, a Nazir again that soaks his bread in wine, V'ochel Kizayis Mi Pas Umi Yayin, and he eats an olive's worth of bread with the wine, chayiv d'nichayiv, and there you see clearly that it's based on the combination of the bread and the wine. There you see that that's who Rabbi Yochanan is like, who argue in the Rabbanan, and that he learns from Mishras that it'll tell you hetem it's darif le'isser. Now the Rabbanan who argue, they hold that we do not say hetem it's darif le'isser. Now parenthetically, Rashi tells us that if the wine would have gone through, in this case that Rabbi Akiva is talking about, if the wine would have been absorbed throughout the bread, the Rabbanan would not argue on this halacha of Rabbi Akiva. That's because they hold of the principle of Mishras, which tells you tam ke'ikar, that the taste becomes like the substance itself. Now, if the wine went throughout the bread itself would become the iser. Nothing to do with hetem and starf le'iser. They would hold you would be chayiv because of now the taste is there, and therefore we consider the bread like the wine itself. What they do argue in Rabbi Akiva is that Rabbi Akiva says it's based on the principle of tziruf, of that you could join what's permitted with what's aser. However, if the bread was not totally absorbed into the wine, and then that's where Rabbi Akiva would say that the heter of the bread, which is with the wine, did not go that far, and you're eating it together, Rabbi Akiva would hold in that case you would be chayiv on that. Rabban argue and say that no, you're right, wherever the wine got absorbed, even the bread itself becomes a piece of iser because it has the taste of it. However, the rest of the bread, which not absorbed of it, you would not say that heter would be mitzarev to the iser. And again, that's Rabbi Yechanan's source. So though we have a brice that seems to say that Mishras teaches you something else of Tam Kirkut, that's Rabban who argue on Rabbi Akiva. However, Rabbi Yechanan is going like Rabbi Akiva. But now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Akiva, since he learns, as Rabbi Yochanan had said, that this mishras, this infusion, comes to teach you the concept of hetem et starf le'isser, that what's permitted joins together with what's prohibited to create that requisite amount, but then tam ki'ikar, that other halachic concept, that the taste has the same halachic criteria as the substance itself, where what would that be? What type of application would that be if you always have the hetem et starf le'isser, and that's what Rashi explains. For example, let's say you had no substance of isser whatsoever. Rather, let's say you only had taste. For example, let's say you soaked the grapes in water, where there you're only having taste. There's no iser whatsoever to say that the rest of the water is being mitzarf with that little wine and grape juice. There's nothing of that. There's just taste. There, minole, we would, Rabbi Akiva, know that halachic concept, that would be aser. Because again, he can't learn from Mishras, where the Rabbanan do, because he learns of hetem mitzarf l'iser from there, which the Rabbanan do not agree to. And the Gemara says, Yalef mi basa b'chalav. He learns it from the halacha of basa b'chalav, which is that when meat is cooked with milk, the meat is as it is. It just has the taste of milk that gets absorbed into the meat. That lav time ba'alma hu ba'aser, don't we find by that isra of basa b'chalav that all it has is the taste, and yet it's prohibited. Sachin amalishna, he roasted, there's no difference. We'll say the same thing if you had a grape soaking water. Now the water has the taste of grapes, even though there's no isra whatsoever, but Tom would say kikr, because we're not from basa b'chalav, where all it is taste, it's making it prohibited. Now that thing must be Rabbanan, but they would say, you can't learn up Tam Ki'ikar from Basa B'chalav. The Chiddushu, Basa B'chalav is a novelty. And that is, its entire Isser is something that's bewildering in the sense of that you can't learn out other things from that Isser, just like you can't say that regarding this uniqueness, that just like regarding its whole conceptualization of the Isser is a Chiddush. So therefore, when it has a specific halacha of, let's say, Tam Ki'ikar, which is also a Chiddush, we can't say that, oh, it has Tam Ki'ikar, we'll say it everywhere else. No, this is a novel halacha, and therefore its halachas cannot be learned out from elsewhere, which the Gemara says, Umay Chiddush. What is the Chiddush of Basa B'chalav? What's so unique about Basa B'chalav from all the other Isurim to say that now you can learn out Tam Ki'ikar from Basa B'chalav? The Gemara says, Ilam, if you're going to say that the Chiddush of Basa B'chalav is the high luchudei shari, that it's two ingredients, that is of meat and milk. When they're separate, they're permitted. But when they suddenly join together, then prohibited, whereas all other things, if it's usr, it's usr, if it's mutu, it's mutu, you don't say that they're permitted, but when they join together, it's usr, and therefore it's novel, you can't learn out the halacha of tam ke'ikar from there. But that's not true. Kalayim nami, we have the halacha of forbidden mixtures, which has the same idea to that ha'iluchadei v'ha'iluchadei shari, that these two separate items, when they're separate, they're permitted. But how do they also, and when they join together, they're forbidden. So therefore, it's not such a chiddush, because we find them in other Yisrim too. Rather, the Gemara says, the chiddush of basa b'chalav is the following thing. The toru le kulu yoyme b'chal b'shari. If you had the meat soaking the entire day of milk, it would be mutter min hatar. And that is, min hatar, you're allowed to soak meat in milk the entire day, 2 days, a year, and you're not going to be Ivor on it. Even if you ate that meat, which is soaked with milk, you wouldn't be Ivor because the Torah only makes it us, as it says in the Torah, l'savash l'gadibach le'evimai. You're not allowed to cook, which the Gemara learns elsewhere to say that we only made it forbidden derech bishul, the way it's cooked, to have the meat cooking with the milk, that's the way it's going to be usher. So even in this case where it's soaking in milk and it has taste, it's not going to be usher in that term. Midr abonin, it is definitely usher, but in that term it's not. Whereas basher le bishuli usher. But if you cook the meat in the milk, then you'll be over if you on the isra of cooking it, then you'll be over if you consumed it, and you'll be over of eating such a thing. And therefore it's such a chiddush, because what does this mean? If the isra is the meat and the milk together, so why when it's soaking together for a whole entire day, then you're not going to be chayiv. But if you cooked it just for a few minutes and it's suddenly cooked, then you're going to be chayiv. That's a chiddush, and therefore you can't learn out tam ke'ikar from Basa B'chal. Whereas Rebbe Kiva Nami, the Gemara asks, so then Basa B'chal vade chiddushu, what does he do with this point of the Rabbanon? How does he learn out Tom Kaker from Basa B'chalav, if it definitely seems to be novel in this sense of that they said if you soak it, it's not going to be asa, but you cook it, it is. So how can he say Tom Kaker from that? So if the Gemara concedes then and says, you're right, he's not learning out from Basa B'chalav. Ela yolef migu'uli nachem. Rather, he learns out from the emissions of a non-Jew's pot. And that is, if a non-Jew has a pot that he cooked in, and then the Jewish person goes and cooks in that pot. So now, what was absorbed in that pot when the non-Jew had cooked his non-kosher item in there is now emitted. It's what was originally absorbed. And that is the word gil, as Rashi says, it means to spit out, and it emits. The Torah said that it was forbidden these pots that they had captured for the Midianites, as it says in Bamidbar Lamed Aleph, called Dover Asher Yaveh Be'esh, anything that's used on the fire, for example, these different pots that are used on the fire. And that the Pasuk tells us that you have to do a libun, you have to burn it over on the fire, you have to kosher it. And why do you have to kosher it? What's wrong? There's nothing inside of it. We scrubbed it clean because there are things, there are tastes that are absorbed inside of it. Now, when we're going to cook in it, if we don't kosher it, it's going to come out into what we're cooking. It's going to make what we're cooking treif, not kosher. So therefore, Bekiva says, from that halacha, I'll show you what this idea of tam kirker. Giuli nachem, these emissions of the non-Jews' pots. Lav time ba'amahu ba'aser. What is it already? It's just taste. There's nothing. There's no pieces. Let's take a microscope. Let's take magnifying. There's no actual pieces inside the walls. It must be the taste is there, and yet it makes the kosher product now forbidden. No, here also, regarding all these halachas, regarding, let's say, the water that had the soaking of the grape, it's also going to be also based on Tam Kirker, because you learn out from Giuli Nachem, from the non-kosher emissions of the non-Jews pot. Rabban, however, the Rabban say, Giuli Nachem Nami Chidushu. You can't learn out from there either, because that's also a novelty. And the ha, because the truth is, in general, the halacha is, Kol Noisin Tam Levgam Mutter. Whenever something gives a bad flavor, it's going to be permitted. It will not make what you're cooking with forbidden. And that is the Gemrinim in the Vela. We learn that from the Vela, which is a dead carcass of an animal, where the Pasuk says in Devarim Yudalad, Le'soichlu kol nevela, you shouldn't eat the nevela, the dead animal. Rather, lager, you should give it to the ger. Now, the Gemara darshens elsewhere that it's only an animal that's fit for the ger, for the convert, that it's going to be called, quote, a nevela. But if it's not fit for the ger, in other words, it's not even edible for the person to eat, then we don't call it a nevela. And therefore, if it's what's called tam lefgam, if it gives a bad taste, then it's not going to be prohibited anymore, which is, it's not going to be considered even a nevela whatsoever. And therefore, yet v'hachal asir, here, by the case of the geuli nachrim, it's still forbidden, even though it's tam lefgam. Why is it tam lefgam here by the pots? Because those tastes that are absorbed in the non-Jews' pot, let's say those which the Jews had conquered from the Midianites, when it stayed over in the walls of the vessel overnight, those bleis, those absorbed tastes, become ruined, they become bad tasting. And now when it's going to be recooked in the Jews' ownership, it's not going to be giving a good taste that's coming in, and yet still we see the Torah required them to kosher it, obviously, that it would have been usher, even though it'd be giving a tam lefgam, a bad taste. So therefore, although there you see that it was a principle of tam ke'ikar, because there was only taste there, and yet they were making it forbidden, but there's a chiddush over there, because it was even by tam lefgam, because when it stays overnight, it already has a bad taste, and once it's not a binyamin, once it's already 24 hours have passed, it's a bad taste, and still the Torah said it's usher, therefore it's already a chiddush, and we can't learn out the chiddush of tam ke'ikar from there for the rest of the Torah, and therefore we disagree with him that he can learn that from elsewhere, and we only have to learn it from Mishras, and not to learn het mitzaraf le'isr. But Rebbe Kiva would respond to you, it's not true. The case of Gula Ochim is not a chiddush. And the reason is because it's the case of the Midianites was not tam lefkam. How so? That he said, you want to know historical, what was that story within the Torah that they said that you're not allowed to eat from these pots, and you're going to have to kasher them, these Midianites pots, was talking about what's called a bas yayma, that the non-Jew had cooked in it that day. They're having this war in the morning, the Midianites had breakfast, they cook something on kosher, and the Jews fight the war, they conquer them, they take all the spoils, and for supper time, the Jew wants to go ahead and cook in that. Oh, it was on that same day, the blis still have a good taste. It didn't have this 24-hour period or overnight that had passed through it. Hilkach lav noisin tam lavgam hu. Therefore, that case was not giving a bad taste. Therefore, that's just like regular blis, which is no chiddush to that. We know that blis are there, the tastes are there. And yet, it's still going to be usr. Must be based on the principle of tam kikr. Therefore, we can learn of kol tara kula, including the case of nazir, from the halach of geulin nachar. But Rabban, they would respond to you. Kedir basir minami, even a pot. From that same day, it's not possible that the bleas, those absorbed tastes, didn't start getting already a little bit ruined, and that it already has, the flavor is turning. Because of the walls of the pot, the absorbed tastes start getting ruined, and yet in spite of that, the Torah says it's usr, even though it's tam lefgam at least somewhat, and therefore that is in its own right a chiddush. Therefore, although the Torah is telling you tam kikr is usr, you would not be able to learn the chol Torah kula because that is still on some level according to Rabban a chiddush because they hold that it is somewhat lefgam even though it's still basyam, even though it's still on that same day. Now the Gemara asks, Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Avi l'Rav Ashi. Midr Rabbanan, from what we know according to what the Rabbanan had said, Nishmal Rebbe Kiva, we should say the same thing according to Rebbe Kiva. And that's as Rashi explains, that what the Gemara is asking right now is according to Rebbe Yechanan, that he said that, and this is where the daf began today, is that all the Isurim in the Torah, you're telling me that the heter, the permitted item, does not join together with the Isur, except there's one exception. That's the Isur of Nazir. And that is as we have a Pasuk of Mishras. And we ultimately said Rabbi Yochanan was going like the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Now the question is like this. According to Rabbi Kiva, that we know that regarding the Isur of Nazir, we say heter is mitzaref le'Isur. But regarding other Isurim, he doesn't tell us anything. We just know that from Mishras is the pasuk that he's learning up Hetem Mitzaref Le'Isur. But the question is, why does Rabbi Yochanan not say that, okay, just like regarding the Isur of Nazir is going to have this concept of Hetem Mitzaref Le'Isur, the same thing should apply to all other Isurim. Because, and this is what the Gemara was saying, that just like we find by the Rabbanan, that they learn out a different principle from Nazir. Specifically, they learn out the concept of Tam Ki Iker. And yet from that they say that we could learn out Techol HaTorah Kula, as the Gemara had said on the top of this Amid, that, oh, if Nazir is so lenient, it's not Isra Olam, it's not Isra Noah, and all these different things, and it's still going to have this Chum of Tam Kikr, so definitely Techol HaTorah Kula. So the question becomes, now Rabbi Kiva also, he's learning out something else from Mishras for Nazir. He's learning out Het Mitzaref Le'Isur. But we should say the same thing. That Nazir, which doesn't have Isra Olam, it's no Isra Noah, and yet it still has Het Mitzaref Le'Isur. So too, L'chol Torah Kula, we should learn it out from Nazir. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that only, this is the only case where we say that only by Nazir, but L'chol Torah Kula, we don't say that. Why not? Just like by the Rabbanan, we hear that they say whatever it is, the Chiddush of Mishras, we're learning out from Nazir. Specifically, that of Tam Kikr, we learn L'chol Torah Kula. Here also, regarding what Rabbi Kiva does say, that we learn from Mishras, Het Mitzaref Le'Isur, we should say the same thing, L'chol Torah Kula. As the Gemara explains this, that Miloy Am Rabbanan Mishras Litin Tam Ki Iker, didn't Rabbanan say that what does Mishras teach us? That it tells you that Tam Ki Iker by the halachas of Nazir. Mikan Atadon L'chol Isurin Shabbat Torah. From here you learn that to all the Isurin the Torah. Shabbat Kiva Nami. This again, what the Gemara's question is. According to Shabbat Kiva also, you should say the same principle that Mishras Leheter Mitzaref Le'Isur. So although you're learning out, according to him, that Mishras is telling you that the heter is mitzaref le'isur, mikan atadon l'chol isur in Shabbat Torah. So kula, so here also you should learn out from all isur in the Torah, again based on what we just explained, based on the same kavo chaymer from Nazir to the whole entire Torah, where Nazir has these leniencies, and yet it still has this heter mitzaref le'isur, the same thing you should say, l'chol Torah kula. So Malaysia, Rav Ashi responded to him. He says, but since Rabbi Kiva learns out from Mishras, that it's telling you heter mitzaref le'isur, therefore you cannot learn and say the same concept of mikan atadon l'chol Torah kula like the Rabbanan do. Because although you have a good question, however, continue on top of Memheim and Aleph, Mishum, because since in another place the Torah also wrote again the same idea of heter mitzaref le'isur, specifically by Chatas, and therefore the Havanazir v'Chatas, Shnei Ksuvim Habon Ke'echad, so it comes out that Nazir, which we find where the Torah is telling you explicitly hetem mitzaref le'isser, and by chatas, where again the Torah is telling you hetem mitzaref le'isser, they're both teaching you the same chiddush, ve'ein melamdin, and therefore we cannot learn from there l'chol Torah kula, because there's a concept that said that shtei k'suvim abayim ke'echad, when you have two psukim telling you the same chiddush, then you cannot learn, because if you were learning, the Torah should not have said a second time, should have said it one time. From the fact that it said it two times, obviously saying that only here is where you say the halachic concept of specifically of hetem mitzaref le'isser, and that's why you can't learn l'chol Torah kula. But contra abanan, that they say that by nazir is not teaching hetem mitzaref le'isser, rather it's teaching your tam ke'ikr. It's not shnei k'suvim abayim ke'echad, as the Gemara later will explain, and therefore from chatas you would be able to learn hetem mitzaref le'isser, because you don't have nazir telling you the same halachic principle of hetem mitzaref le'isser. You only have nazir teaching you tam ke'ikr, which are a totally different halachic principle.